dear friends.
King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When the poor man came inside, gathering winter fuel. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crisp and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel. Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice.
This is Eric Burden. Yes, they did take away our music, but now you can have it back on these three wonderful voice prints of the 60s. All your magic memories of flying over the music capitals of the world will come rushing back with the first twang of a lead guitar. Now listen to all the monsters of the 60s at once. The Rolling Who, Derek and the Taylors, Clive Beadle, Bing Crosby, Stills, and Ogden Nash. Songs like I've Got My Hand on Your Mouse, Helicopter 59, Tight Shoes, I'll Be Gumping You, and hundreds of others. Goodness gracious, great God Almighty, it's like having Now right in your living room. So don't wait till the midnight hour. Send 15 seconds in code or credit to Rock and Roll Memory Bank, Hong Kong, New York, York.
We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's He the Know. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and apostles. Because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June.
Ow!
Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963. And we'll try to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah. Somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them. In fact, we loved them. And we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like peppermint creams and chocolate drops and Dolly Mitchells and all those sort of things, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Oh, if I only had a dime, I'd buy a candy bar for you. Upon a magic carpet wrapped in chocolate, together we would float away to that magic land called Mars, just beyond the Milky Way. Saigon.
Oscar Wilde with Captain Chewies. We'll be getting heavier, but we won't care.
The holiday season isn't a moment too soon to send your favorite candidate a gift he'll really eat up in the year to come, as Swiss Mint Associates present Deposed Heads of 1979, sculpted from fine 0.999 pure hot chocolate. These instructional busts include President for Life, Idi Amin, and Emperor for a Day, Bokassa I, from darkest chocolate Africa. Then there's Anastasio Somoza, Carlos Humberto Romero, Noor Mohammed Taraki, Cambodia's Pol Pot, Ali Bhutto, and Park Chung-hee. Well, who would have thought so many heads would roll? We did, and we rolled them in chocolate for you. And if you act now, like the people of Iran, you can try and get the Shah's head as a bonus extra. Don't let your Nixon head get lonely. Subscribe now to Deposed Heads of 1979, delivered to your pick of the presidential pack of candidates. Warning, heads may swell if too much power is applied.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running over my time and people are telling me to stop.
Like, stop, Ringo, stop, 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 stop shouting
so,
those animals.
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Krimbo and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbund even. Ja, den Christbund either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Dankeschön.
Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people merry, happy. Go on, for Christmas. Christmas.
Merry, happy New Year. And folks, happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Well, good King Wenceslas last looked down on the feast of Stephen. When the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Bettina Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frida for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a long time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
Untold tale of healthful gruel, the ancient source of body fuel. We hail Alexandre Dumas among his literary peers for his Count of Monte Cristo or his famous Musketeers. Both these stories involve inmates who suffered jail for many years till a reversal of their estates allow them vengeance for their tears. We imagine them imprisoned in some cramped, dark place from hell, and we wonder how such persons could ever seem to fare so well. Their recovery was strong and bold, more than we ever might expect, from wasted years in some dark hold, somehow surviving their neglect. Well, the summertime was too hot, the cold winters were quite cruel, and the only food they got was a steady fare of gruel. Perhaps gruel was their secret. For how they seemed to stay so strong and cause their captors much regret after being jailed so long. No other explanation will fit so well as this attempt, for gruel is a concentration of the grain or seed of hemp. So, their secret of endurance, something we're not taught in school was nutritional insurance in their healthy hemp-made gruel. In Oliver Twist by Dickens, poor kids got work instead of school. Their whole life was slim pickings. They too survived on gruel. This healthy food that comes from pot was the main staple of the poor. Is there anyone who does not recall, "Please, sir, I want more"? The essential oils in hemp seed are both vital and nutritious, while the proteins in this feed are both balanced and delicious. The flowering top of cannabis is a source of nutritious seed, and even one of happiness, if the whole bud is our feed. We know Dumas and his buddies knew of hemp in all its glory in their hash consumption studies. But that is another story.
All right, hold it right where you are. I'm Lieutenant Bradshaw with a piece of advice for you. Now, here in the studio, it's all knuckles and know-how. But when that red light goes off, I'm just plain Harry Ames, citizen and weekend father. Now, take a tip from a cop who does. Radio work can be just as dirty and exciting as hunting down public enemy number one. So when I get home, my old lady knows what I need and how. A warm, heaping bowl full of Loosener's Castor Oil Flakes with real glycerin vibraphone. It doesn't just wash your mouth out. It cleans the whole system right on down the line. So come on, you little rookies. Tell your mom to get on it and do it every day. Just remember what the guys down at the precinct house sing.
Oh, it ain't no use if you ain't got the boost you get from Loosener's. Loosener's.
The all-weather breakfast.
Is Professor Zygote still in his secret laboratory?
Yes, he shut himself in there for 5 days working on his new biochemical discovery.
Hasn't he eaten?
No, I tried to slip trays of food under the door, but they don't fit.
There's only one thing that will fit, a package of Carnation Instant Breakfast.
You're right, let's try it.
Professor, we've brought you some breakfast.
How many times do I have to tell you? I don't want any greasy bacon, cold eggs, and soggy toast all squashed under my door.
But Professor, this is different. Just listen to what's in it. Sucrose, sodium silicoaluminate, sodium ascorbate, ferric orthophosphate,
yum, yum.
Riboflavin, pyridoxine hydrochloride.
I never realized how hungry I was.
Give it to me.
Wait, Professor, you have to mix it with milk.
What's that? Supersaturated homogenized calcium lactose.
Why didn't you say so?
Carnation Instant Breakfast. Lots of delicious flavors. Just mix a package with supersaturated homogenized calcium lactose.
What's that?
Start off your day.
No grain day had a very shiny nose. When everybody told him, Ricky the red-nosed Negro had a very shiny nose.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas was all humbug to me, remember? So, when the boys in blue found Kringle under the Hollywood Christmas tree of lights, strangled with those awful twisted green and red double wires they used to have and bearing strange marks on his body, they normally wouldn't have guessed that I was at all involved. Unfortunately, he had my card in his pocket. I asked him if they thought he'd killed Kringle. He looked pensive and far away for a minute. Well, they were hoping I'd done something, he said. I didn't have many friends down at Hollywood Division in those days. I'd embarrassed those boys one too many times. They hauled me down to headquarters in a black and white and set me up under that one bare light bulb they were so proud of, and they all sat back in the shadows and started firing questions at me that I couldn't answer. Most of them seemed to be about a drunk reindeer and Sears. I didn't think much of it had to do with Christmas, frankly. I asked him if by any chance we were somehow talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a Christmas ditty that was originally composed, as I understood it, by a man in Chicago who worked for Sears. No, he said. There was no singing on this one. This turned out to be only about a drunk reindeer named Osborne who may or may not have had a red nose. It's immaterial whether it was red or not. Seems he'd been breaking into Sears on Santa Monica Boulevard and stealing power tools. Some of the marks on Kringle matched the dado head on a Craftsman table saw, lucky for me.
Hello everybody, this is Paul, and I'd just like to thank you all for buying our records during the past year.
We know you've been buying them because the sales have been very good, you see. Don't know where we'd be without you, really, though.
In the army, perhaps.
Are you going to turn your back on America's fighting men's when he come knock, knock, knocking at your front door?
No!
Attaboy. Can't you see it now? As if it were almost tomorrow? Thousands of them!
Shoulder to shoulder!
That's right!
Heart to heart!
You said it, kid.
Satchel to page!
You got it!
Hey, you get it.
Oh, greetings from the President of the United States. Feet get moving!
Yes, sir!
What's that, boy?
Yeah, sir!
What do you say?
Yes, sir!
Speak English, troop!
Yes, sir!
You ain't got no friends on the left!
You're right!
You ain't got no friends on the right!
Your left!
Hound dog!
One, two!
Boontang!
Tree frog!
Hound dog!
Boontang! Coontown!
That's right!
Hound dog! Boontang!
I'd rather be white than red!
You
wait for me!
Oh, we hope you've enjoyed listening to the records as much as we've enjoyed melting them. No, that's wrong. Making them. We're in number two studio at the moment at EMI, taping this little message for you.
Yes, we are.
We are indeed. I just thought I'd make the... This is the same studio we've used all along since the old days of Love Me Do. So many years ago, it seems.
Oh, those are the days.
Well, that's about all, I think. Except to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very new year. Now I'll pass you over to John. John?
John speaking. Thanks all of you who bought me book. Thank you, folks, for buying it. It was very handy. And there's another one out pretty soon, it says here. Hope you buy that too. It'll be the usual rubbish, but it won't cost much. You see? That's the bargain we're going to strike up. I write them in my spare time, it says here. It's been a busy year.
Did you write this yourself?
No. It's somebody's bad hand rotor. It's been a busy year, Beetle Peedles, one way and another, but it's been a great year, too. You fans have seen to that. Page two. Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry goo year. Crimble, maybe, and I hand you to George, who'll speak to you. Now!
Thank you, John, thank you.
Hi there!
I'd like to thank all of you for going to see the film. Spect a lot of you saw it more than once.
I did.
Did you? So did I. Thanks anyway, because it makes us very pleased, you know. We had a quiet time making it. Actually, we didn't. We had a great time making it, and we're glad it turned out okay. The next one should be completely different. We start shooting it in February. This time, it's going to be in colour.
Green.
It'll be a big laugh, we hope. Well, we... big laugh. Yeah,
Bean,
it'll be a big laugh.
You and Megan?
And we may see all of you soon. Hope so. Anyway, all the best in Happy New Year and a Happy Christmas. And here's Ringo.
Thanks, George.
Ringo, yeah? Well, the others have thanked you for the discs and John's book and for everything. For enjoying the film. I'd like to thank you just for being fans. It's been a funny year, you know. One minute we're in England, next we're away. Spect you're wondering where we've been.
So
well, Beetle people, we've been to Australia and America and New Zealand and Australia.
And New Zealand.
Is that New Zealand? So much travelling, but you've stayed loyal, haven't you? Anyway, those airport receptions knocked us out, man, great.
Dig.
Well, that's about it from me. I'd just like to say... all the best for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Comedian Mrs. Arlene Yakimoto of Pine Barren, New Jersey, doesn't know our napalm olive camera is focused on her.
No, it's true. You see, my husband is a policeman, and you wouldn't believe how dirty he gets my clothes. I mean it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, but we believed Mrs. BQ. And listen to her reaction.
I worry about it all night sometimes, you know? I hate to admit it. Look at this horrible stain. Sometimes I think my kids are doing it on purpose.
Nothing's on purpose, ma'am.
Who are you?
Sergeant Schfinkter of the Dirt Patrol. Our mission, to keep America clean. And when the job gets this dirty, there's only one weapon, new napalm olive, with enzyme...
All my troubles.
trouble seems so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib. We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah, thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because you miss. Well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
Look at all the presents I have had.
He waved a foot from side to side.
Look at the birthday cake, candles and pink sugar.
Pooh looked first to the right and then to the left.
Presents?
Said Pooh.
Birthday cake?
Said Pooh.
Where?
Can't you see them?
No.
Said Pooh.
Neither can I.
Said Eeyore.
Joke.
He explained.
Ha ha.
All for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything, too.
Stay there!
He called to Eeyore and he turned and hurried back home as quick as he could, for he felt that he must get poor Eeyore a present of some sort at once, and he could always think of a proper one afterwards.
As well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yeah.
And like last year.
Yeah, we've come back all right.
Aye, we've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
We'd like to thank you. Thank you,
thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
The first thing Pooh did was to go to the cupboard to see if he had quite a small jar of honey left. And he had, so he took it down.
I'm giving this to Eeyore.
He explained.
As a present. What are you going to give?
Couldn't I give it too?
Said
from
Piglet.
From both of us?
No.
Said Pooh.
That would not be a good plan.
Oh.
Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer? How is your wife?
I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Oh, brother.
Please note the size and color of each item, and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about tens and twenties?
Tens and twenties? Oh, even my baby sister.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, you know it's here because we've got
singing.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it does, it brings good cheer because we've got Christmas.
Yesterday,
all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay.
Oh, bless
I believe
you all
on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
This year has turned out to be a big year for us.
Christmas Day.
One of our biggest years. Since we can remember
Christmas Day,
we can remember a lot of big years. Take bugs.
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. And especially those abroad and those of you in BOR 2, 4, 5, 6, 9, 7, 8, 3.
Christmas Day.
There's a lot of us here, one of which a lot of you there, and the weather's perfectly all right, thank you. And don't forget, the old and the new, some folks blue and some folks green. You take no notice of them, it's an all-white policy in this group.
For we have found it to be true.
White men are bad and Indians true blue.
Well, folks, upon hearing this, I was pretty amazed and I looked down at my skin and sure enough, it was white.
White as snow.
White as ice.
White as terror.
Well, I could see that these guys over here knew where it was at and besides they'd read Moby Dick and I decided to throw myself at the feet of the Oracle.
So to speak.